Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We got an amazing interview today for you guys. The constant push is to consistently connect you guys with other amazing individuals who have done what you want to do, who have gone where you want to go, and who can show you how to get there even faster in an even more joyful, even more positive and loving way so that they can help you cut down your transformation, your growth, your building time, because you can just model them. And here's a guy who's, I mean, dude's astonishing. He's 24 years old. I met him at a Cervex, I guess, like a conference event. And if you want to learn a little bit more about that, just check out the interview that we've got with Manny Lopez. Also, amazing individual. And so Alex Rodriguez is known as a social media wizard. This guy, over the last 3 years already, has been viewed over 150 million times. Just kind of think about that number just for a second, what it takes to reach 150 million views in 3 years. He's also a creative consultant. He's been on the TEDx stage. He is a coach already at 24, which is crazy. He's got his own program called Embrace the Calling. He's starting his own e-commerce company. He's just been offered to do his own TV show. He's been featured on Netflix, Hulu, Inc. Magazine, and Forbes. And his focus is on authenticity because it's all about impact. So, Alex, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you here. I think we're going to have an amazing conversation.
For sure, man. I mean, thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah. So let's start with a little bit about why you do what you do. What gets you out of bed every morning?
Well, for me, impact. That's it. I mean, I grew up in a way of seeing my father and my parents really doing everything that they do for, I wouldn't say just for other people, but so that they can really create as much good for the people that they connect with and the influence that they can provide. My father always told me, you got to put people first, right? And I kind of created this quote out of that I live by, especially when it comes to business and just the way of life and why I do what I do, which is put people first and the business will always follow. That is my number one driving force, is people. So impact, legacy, whatever you want to call it. But basically anything that's just greater than myself. I understand that it's very important to do things for yourself and make sure that you live a great life. But I believe the number one source of how you do that is by doing things that are not centered around yourself. It's really about serving. And that's what gets me up every day. I mean, it's not about, a lot of people get discouraged because I've been in moments where I don't have enough followers or likes, or like the money's not where I expected it to be or anything like that. Any situation, right? All of that falls short when it doesn't discourage you as much when it comes down to really as to why you're doing what you do. It's not about the exterior, it's about the interior, right? It's about the actual fulfillment. It's not about the achievement. So what gets me up is really just the focus on the impact, and everything else kind of just flows. Regardless if it's good or bad, it's all part of the process, and that's why I truly enjoy it every day. Hopefully that's a good answer.
That's a great answer. My mind immediately goes to, because you brought up a really good point. We can get bogged down in the likes and the follows and what's not working, or how many you post something and no one seems to care about it. What do you do to focus on your service and focus on the things that really matter when all these other things can be right in your face?
So if something fails, then it's either you didn't bring enough exposure to it, or just people don't like it and you got to try something else. That is not famous words by myself or anything. Those are famous words by people that are far more experienced than I am, but in different areas, because I'm more experienced in one thing, where some things that I post or some things that I do, people totally engage with, when if somebody else, what they post, they have an audience engaging with that they wouldn't engage with me. So it's all about experimenting and finding out what your audience really likes and like what actually vibes with you the best and what you can really provide the most value through. So I think it's actually good when something fails, because although it kind of like sticks it to your ego, it's very important for you to realize that that is actually an awakening, right? Of saying, hey, this didn't work. Let's try a new path. So if you don't get discouraged easily, you could end up winning in the long term. It's just a lot of people see that things suck in the short term, or they're doing great in the short term and they get too big of a head, or they get too discouraged too early. So I think it's really just about being level-headed and realizing that everything good and bad is an opportunity for growth.
Okay, cool.
That's a good way to stay focused, I think.
Yeah, I think that's great. And so for people starting off, just trying to find their way, trying to find what people like or don't like, trying to find their voice online, or maybe they've got a new business that they're just throwing out there. Because there's always the kind of conflict between trying and failing over and over. And so, okay, I know I'm not supposed to quit, so I'm going to keep on doing this. But if it doesn't get traction, how do you know when it is time to move on or try something different instead of just sticking it to it and giving it a chance? And right? It's like, if at first you don't succeed, try again. But when is it time?
I think, so let's put it this way, for practicality, right? Most people can't just sit at home and just do one thing over and over and over again and not make money for months on end, right? Like, sure. They can't do that. If you're younger and you live with your parents or whatever, that's fine. But like, I just think it comes down to this. You got to do, there's a quote that says, do what you must do until you can do what you love. That is key right there. But if it burns inside you every single day, if it's not just a passion, if it's something, because there's a difference of, oh, I'm passionate about it, and then I can't live without this. Right? If it's that I can't live without this type of attitude and mindset and belief within yourself, then you can't give up on it. You can't say no. You can't shut it down. You have to be open to it, and you got to continuously fight for it in some way, whether it be once it used to be 100% of your time, right? And it's not working out as much, and you got to be able to make more money or do something and prioritize differently, 50% of your time, 75% of your time. Do it. It doesn't matter at what speed, but don't stop doing it, right? That's the key. I think a lot of people just say, oh, it's not working out, so it's over and it's done. I think there is a clear point where you can say it's done and you let go of that. That's a personal decision. But for most people, it's not the right time. And they're literally moments away from hitting the biggest success of their life, right, through whatever they're doing, right? But it's just the barriers that people have to break through. Most people are not willing to break through a barrier after they've just broke through 1,000, right, or 100. Sure. That were the most painful experiences they ever went through because they failed in front of people, or they look like fools, or they just didn't make any money, or their expectations weren't met. It's very hard to continue. But if you're just spending at least a certain amount of your time, like I said, whether it be 10, 30, 50, 75, whatever it may be, and at least spending a little bit of time every single day working on that thing, not giving up on it could break you through. And that's what'll make the difference. Spending just at least an hour or 30 minutes, whatever you have, just learning, educating, immersing yourself, right? Because most times people fail because they don't immerse themselves enough. I think the reason why a lot of people fail is because they half-ass the learning part. But they think that they are, just because they do it and they've done it for so long means that they're entitled to being successful. And that's just not the case. If you're not learning every single day, then there are going to be people that are providing more than you. So it's not just quitting. It's on the action part. It's quitting on the learning part too. You want to do both simultaneously, immerse yourself at least at some points in the day and continue to grow. And if it does come to a point where you just don't feel like it anymore and it's just, you know, it's not right. That's the thing. You know when it's not right for you anymore and when it's not something that you're meant to do anymore. But if you're giving up on it because of external, you know, sources like money or whatever, that's a cop out. There's a lot of people that had no money. I'm serious. There's a lot of people that had no money that have literally created billion-dollar business. I mean, like, the thing is just about putting in the effort. Maybe not as much as before, but continuously putting in effort. That's what separates them. I truly believe that. But you'll know.
So what I'm hearing here, just to kind of recap a couple of these nuggets that you threw out there. So first, there's a difference between passionate and almost compelled, pulled in. And I know that feeling because, you know, the moment I started learning about transformation, about you can change the way you think, that there is another way to change your reality and it's internal, not external, I had to. And I remember telling a conversation with my parents and they're saying, well, is this something you just really like? Because it's really expensive to get these certification courses. I told them, like, no, I have to do this. I need to. And so I know what you're saying there. And it's really important, guys listening, that really do whatever you can to find that thing that you need to do. And then what you're saying, Alex, is it doesn't matter how much time, at least at first, that you devote to it, just devote some time to it. And always make sure that you're learning so that as you expand, you continuously get that input, continuously expand your love for this thing, continue to expand your respect and your attachment to your purpose, to your calling, so that that spark is always alive. And also that you can continue serving, right? Because you can't keep on doing the same thing over and over. You're going to get bored. The people you serve are going to get bored. And it's all going to fall apart. But if you keep that spark going, then everybody's on the edge of their seats constantly. And it's almost like reigniting that fresh love all the time.
That's the thing. If you simply just stop, then the momentum's gone, right? But it doesn't matter if you're taking just one step a day, if the guy next to you is doing 10, 20, 30 steps a day or 100 steps a day. It doesn't matter about what the other person is doing. It matters that if in that one step that you're taking, you're putting every single ounce of quality and care and energy and time into that thing that you possibly could. Because if the guy that takes that's the comparison game where a lot of people give up because of that as well. People seem like they're succeeding and doing really well and they're running a marathon, but those people could be putting out shit content on the daily basis, right? But you could be putting out every day just one piece of content that is just incredibly full of golden nuggets, whatever you want to call it, quality that can truly set you apart. So even though you're taking less steps, right, every single day because you're having to balance more, just make sure that what you put out there is only the top, right? Right. And that kind of goes against some people that say, just document, don't create. But that is true. Just document your journey, but don't try to perfect it to the point where it's like almost too fabricated. People can't relate to it. But what I mean is that just every single day, put out content that is truly aligned with yourself, right? And just one step at a time. Because before you know it, once that quality gets picked up, it'll go viral within your community and then online, and it'll begin to build a snowball effect. And then you'll be at the point where somebody else that you were looking up to that was, you know, running 100 steps in a day or 1,000 steps in a day, you'll be at that point. But you got to start first with the first step, and you maybe got to do the first step a day for like a year straight. If you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to do just small things every single day, then it's just not going to happen for you. I hope that's making sense.
it makes perfect sense. So the important thing that I heard in there is that, yes, be consistent, but be consistent with your quality as well, and make sure that whatever you put out there is top shelf, right? Is your best.
100%.
I guess the question that comes out of that is, well, how do you know what's top shelf? How do you know if you're just starting off, if social media is not your thing yet, how do you know what to put out there that is going to be great quality?
Well, for you, it's what you feel aligned with, what you really feel good about, right? This is something that is authentic to me. It's what I want to share. It's what I'm feeling. It's what's in my mind and my heart. It's what I want to put on this site. It's what I want to be able to share with this audience. But the thing is, any speaker knows this, and any person that's a performer, they know that it's not about the performance, it's about the audience. So it's one thing to know that it's good on your side, but it's not great quality until the audience approves of it, right? Because I mean, it could be great, but if it's not matching with your audience, then it doesn't make sense to share it. So in the beginning, what it comes down to is just a bunch of experimenting. That's all it is. People say this all the time, and it's true. You just have to find out whether you post a picture, right? And it's just of you, or it could be of a quote, or it could be of anything. It could be a picture of your dog. It could be a picture of your car. It could be a picture of whatever it is that you are an influencer of. Just test out a bunch of ways of actually conducting your message. And before you know it, you'll probably hit it once. You'll see that one gets more likes or more engagement, right? And then just consistently start doing that over and over and over again. And you'll begin to see that your audience sees your consistency. They'll appreciate it. They'll engage with it more. And then that's how you can, and then expect one thing works that next month or maybe like 6 months down the road, you got to switch up the whole thing again. Because that's just how social media works, even quicker than that sometimes. But I would just say if you're starting off, it just comes down to experimenting. And if you have a brand and you just need to get you're at that point where you just need to shift into something new, mm-hmm. don't worry about it. Like if your engagement fell down because of what, Instagram's algorithm, or just because your content is something that's not aligning with your age group because it's been 3 years like me and your audience is getting older with you, right? It's just all about being able to adapt and adjust and all that. Social media is just one big experiment. You can't just stay with the same thing for too long, because if you do that, you fall off.
So this sounds like kind of an emotional roller coaster, Alex. What I'm hearing is that no, it's good. I like that. It's just, man, it's a lot of testing. Sometimes things are going to work, and the things that might work for a little while won't work next month. And look, clearly you've done it very successfully. And I'm thinking that you've got to have some internal tools and resources that you call upon when things suddenly break or when things go left on you and you've got to recover. What have you used that you can teach that would help people get that fortitude to be able to go out there and test and maybe fail over and over and over again until they find their voice?
Well, I think my thing is a morning routine, because it doesn't matter how bad the day is or how great it is. Yeah, it really doesn't matter how great it is. It'll turn out to be a bad day or a sluggish day if I don't get my morning routine right. And especially if something bad happens, right, and I don't get it right, and especially having to experiment and do all these different things that are frustrating, it's just going to bug me. So like the one thing that I need to do every single day, just personally for myself, in order to be able to take on a lot of what comes with building a brand and a business and all that, mm-hmm. is an hour and a half in the morning, which is what I have available time for. Maybe the people that are watching this only have 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe just an hour, or maybe even 3 hours. That's great if you do. The thing is, I take 30 minutes in the morning, first 30 minutes, to not check my cell phone or my computer. I either read a book or I just spend time with myself and I listen to what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, and I try to immerse myself in some type of new information. And by doing that, I feel like I'm priming my mind. I'm at least feeding my mind something new. So it's awakening my mind in a way, is the way that I see it. Also practicing gratitude, getting in the attitude of gratefulness, right? And then the next 30 minutes after I've done that, and it could be different for all of you guys, it's just those are the three things that I do in the morning. I spend another 30 minutes, and that's on physical activity. That can be yoga, meditation, exercise, you know, working out of any form, just getting your body moving so you feel flexible and you feel stretched out and you feel good. Because when the mind and the body are aligned like that, there's just a lot of clarity in both sectors. So then the last one is the spirit, which is what I do is I actually just connect with humans, whether it be myself, I just spend time with myself, or I spend time with family and friends, or I go out and I just get around people, but positive influences, right? If you can do that a couple times a week, maybe you can't do that every single day, but if you can do it every single day, definitely do it. Pick up the phone, call someone, talk to someone, engage in something positive, go to the coffee shop, do something that gets you aligned with, not even aligned, just gets you around other people that could stimulate you in a positive way. There's something about human connection that you can't find anywhere else. It's a, you know, soul to soul, heart to heart, mind to mind type thing that's just powerful. Sure. And a lot of people, I feel like, go into very deep states, negative deep states, because they don't have other people around them that are positive influences. So those three things really help me out. But I told you that because the mind, body, and spirit in the morning, that hour and a half, because that is what literally can keep me from having a breakdown if shit just goes sideways. That's just what works for me. And it can be totally different for you or the audience that's watching, but or listening, but it really just comes down to that. And every single day, I mean, the thing is, you have to be passionate about it. If you're not passionate about your message, you're not going to want to do this stuff. And you're not going to do it, and you're probably not going to follow through. So you're going to find a way to cop out and have an excuse as to why it's not going to work and why you're not going to be able to do it. So the only people that really do stick through it are the ones that are so passionate about it. There's no way that they couldn't do it. It consumes so much about who they are that experimenting is not something that they have to do. It's not exhausting. It's something that they want to do because it's exciting. You know what I mean?
That's a really important distinction.
Yeah.
I think that that was really hard for me to get too, that I heard, yeah, if you want to build your business, you've got to be posting on Facebook and Instagram every day, and you got to do stories, and you got to do a video one day and a picture another day, and then you've got to write blogs, and you've got to write all this other stuff, and you have to have a book, and you have to have a TV show, and you've got to be in 17 different places at once, or you're not going to make it. And so I started doing it and I realized, you know what? I kind of hate posting every day. I really do. It, you know, social media is not exactly my big thing.
Yeah.
I do every once in a while, but I had to change it into something that I can actually enjoy, right? Because
yeah.
I was just taking someone else's advice and I just stopped doing it because I wasn't called to do it.
Well, right? That's important because think about this. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but think about this. I want to really get on that point where you said, I don't like posting.
Right.
Human beings are all based upon perspective, I think, right? I mean, that's what I've come to learn in many of my different experiences. But if you go from posting to being able to share an opportunity to share, think about it. You have a little box that lights up that has all the information in the world where you have the opportunity at the click of like, what, one or two or three buttons through the process of sharing a message on Instagram that can potentially reach, what, thousands of people?
Sure.
Millions of people.
Sure.
You have an opportunity that people, even 10 years ago, would have died to have, right? So like every single time you post, it's not about like, oh, I have to do this. It's like, wow, this is absolutely incredible that I actually have a platform that cares enough for me to be able to share what it is that I actually want to do with my life and what I want to talk about, what I want to be about.
Right.
So if anything, it's every single time that you post, this is just for anyone that feels overwhelmed with all the content that you have to put out. First off, start with one platform and build from there. And master one and grow. But and then also, if you have a business, you have an income, right, of any kind, you can always outsource as well. You can have VAs, virtual assistants. You could have people that do all the smaller work for you. But and there's a bunch of sites for that, like Hubstaff and freelancer.com and all that stuff. But it's really just about seeing the post as an opportunity to share your message. If you see it from a different perspective as something that is an opportunity apart from an obligation, like it changes.
It does. It does. And then I love that reframe. I love the way that you change that thought. That's actually how I got to be okay with doing social media.
Yeah.
Because I realized the way that I was doing it didn't feel like sharing. Because everybody has their different way of putting things online, right? Some people love doing videos. Some people love doing memes. Some people love just bringing people into their lives. This is what my life looks like on a day-to-day basis. Here's me without makeup. I haven't done my hair today. I'm still doing this freaking thing, right? This is me working on my book and my PJs. And so
yeah,
everybody's got a different way. And so what I'm hearing is that you don't have to do everything all at once. You can pick one thing and then keep on experimenting until you find a way that's really fun to reach out and share with someone, rather than looking at it as an obligation you have to do with your business because you have to do social if you want to be successful and all these other obligations that people put on each other. It takes out the fun. So maybe if you can find a way for you to, that you want to, almost like you want to reach out and call a friend after something hilarious happens, if you can have that same sort of vibe with your social media, that's probably what's going to catch on, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is people feel that. You ever read a text and you could tell that someone's pissed off?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Sure.
You tell if someone's like super happy about it.
Yeah.
It's not the emojis or anything. Literally, if it's just the letters that are being wrote out, you can tell if that person's irked or not.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with social media, right? If you're posting a video, right, and your tone of voice is like, hey, guys, hope you're doing great today, da da da. You know, like, or even if you're like, hey, guys, hope you're doing great today, and I just want to show da-da-da-da-da-da. Your tone of voice comes through the confidence and the energy and the love and the passion of what you do. Even if you just write something in the caption, I mean, everything, the energy that you're emitting into the words and the contents you put out there, people can feel, and that's what's going to make them vibe with you or not. People may not believe that. They think that's crazy. How could anyone actually ever feel any type of energy through some type of technology? But it's human connection. Right? The words that you speak, the words that you put out there, the actions that you take, everything can be felt. So like, if you don't have the passion in that, the reason why people aren't following you and aren't connecting with you is because you don't have your heart in it. You're doing it because it's an obligation for your business. It's not because you actually care.
Right.
And there's three main C's when it comes to mastering social media. I learned this from some people and it really helped me out a lot. And that is number one, that you have to put out good content, right? So that's number one. I told you about the quality over everything.
Sure.
Number two is that you got to be consistent with that content. So whether it's one step a day or 100 steps a day or 1,000 steps a day, whatever you do, but one step at a time, consistent, quality, good content. And then number three is you got to care, right? If you don't care, none of the other two matter. Nothing matters. If you don't care, it does not matter, because there's people out there that truly do love what they do. They, of course, it's a business. Social media is a business. But the thing is, you have to have such a deep connection as to why you do what you do online, right? Else people are just not going to vibe with you, right? You can't walk into a room and pretend like you're passionate. It's just, you can't post online and pretend like you're passionate about what you do if you're not. People will see it. People will feel it. And I don't think enough people talk about the energetic aspect and the spiritual aspect of, I know it sounds weird, but of social media or your message online. But the thing is, it's very, very important, because if you don't have that aspect, that your audience won't be able to connect with you.
I love that, man. I mean, for me, how you do what you do is always more important than what you do.
Yeah.
It's not the words you say, it's how you say them. And I think you're touching on a really important point here that people are going to be able to pick up. We're all kind of amateur psychologists of ourselves. We all pick up energy, even the people who don't believe that energy exists, you feel it too. And we know what it's like to, you know, when someone walks into a room or walks into a party and tries to be something they're not, right? Or tries to be interested in you, and you can feel like it's just fake, like they don't actually care.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a gross feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it turns you off pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when they're in your face. They're right there. Adding that second layer of separation of coming through a screen, I think you're already feeling like you're a little bit out the door, and it doesn't really take all that much. But then again, I know what it feels like when I watch something or I see your post and I'm just like, yes, this person freaking gets me. Like, I don't know how, but it feels like they reached out through into space and back and touched me right in my freaking heart. And I'm like, ah, they got me. That's it. Totally.
So, no, I mean, that's the important thing, but that comes through the vulnerability. I mean, that's like a whole other thing, but some people...
Let's get into that thing a little bit. What do you mean by vulnerability?
Yeah. I think it's vital. If you're not vulnerable, if you're not authentic, like I said, if you don't lead with authenticity... Now, I am not the perfect individual for that. There's a lot of areas in my life where I screw up at it, but it's definitely my main focus for everything that I do, right? I work every single day to become the best version of someone that leads with authenticity.
How do you do that? What do you mean by working on it?
What I mean by working on that is that every single day, I'm 24, every single day, and I think for anyone, as you get older, you learn more and more and more about yourself. And there's a lot of things that, just to be like right now, being totally transparent, that although you are someone that's purely authentic within your whole life, there are things that come up that you may be fearful of or doubtful of that you could be authentic about it, because it's so new that you're like, am I even okay with this? So every single day, I'm just progressing with becoming more vulnerable and becoming more authentic with who I am. It's not that I'm choosing not to be, it's just there's new things of my life, right, that I'm not even comfortable with yet, that I need to learn to become comfortable with in order to actually freely express myself. And there will be people that say, well, once you feel it, automatically just share it. But I'm just being very real here. Most people will not immediately think, I'm just going to be totally vulnerable. It's a learning process. If you feel something new, you have to go through that. So I'd say that's why I'm saying I'm working on it. But every single time something fearful comes up in my life or something that I doubt I could truly be totally open about, I just say, but this is who I am. I'm someone that swears to live by authenticity. There is power and vulnerability too. So with every single time that I ever have something come up in my life, I always remind myself of the core as to why I do what I do, that being the reason, because the authenticity is what creates the impact. It always brings me back to saying, okay, this is just who you are, and this is part of your message. So let's go out there and share it and just be you. And if you can conduct that through social media, especially where everyone's trying to perfect their lives and make it seem as if it's this, you can never touch my life. It's amazing. Like everyone's trying to project their ego in such a massive way. If you're just someone that can get out there and be like, yo, this is me. What up?
Right.
This is the value. These are my failures. These are my successes. This is who I am. If you can just project that apart from just trying to be this perfect image, people that will also have a lot of people truly want to be a part of your tribe, because it's rare. You think about it.
I'm thinking I'm like hearing almost like a devil's advocate or maybe a younger me asking you a question like, all right, cool, man. But Alex, people don't want to hear me complain and they want to see me be professional. They don't want to hear about my problems. And why would I come out and start talking about all this other stuff? And aren't people going to take that as a weakness?
I think it's not complaining. I think there's a difference. I think that what happens is if you go on social media and you're like, guys, well, I just lost my job. My life sucks. Like there's certain things you don't need to share online. But I'm talking about, like, but the thing is like, you have to come to a point where you're okay with sharing that if you fucked up and if there's something that's not perfect about your life. Because what ends up happening is if you try to look perfect online, you end up becoming this miserable human being on the inside. And then what you end up doing is trying to portray this image that you are perfect in real life because you need to match what your social media is projecting about who you are. Mm-hmm. So being vulnerable is not about complaining online. It's really, it's almost selfish in a way, but it's not really. It's just about putting yourself out there as who you are. If you want to laugh about something, if you want to share something, share it. If you want to create something, create it. You don't have to stay within the bounds of people and society's norms. You know, like just do you. And if being vulnerable doesn't mean that you have to talk about your problems. Being vulnerable could also mean that you could just create this new way of sharing content. You know, Logan Paul, the craziest vlogger ever. That's his vulnerability, just being him. Crazy, audacious. He was bullied and judged his whole entire life. Now he's the biggest YouTuber. You know, right. You never know how your vulnerability, your desires, or the things that actually make you you could actually create some massive success through you. So whether that be being a crazy, like he calls himself, a crazy blonde Josh that runs around all day, and or if it's someone that is completely sentimental and goes out there and talks about spirituality, right, and how you were abused or whatever it was, or that you lived an incredible life and you never gave in to the negative aspects of the world, whatever it was, right? Mm-hmm. Your message, what I'm saying, is not taken as there's a fine line between complaining and just sharing what it is that is your truth. That will probably make some people uncomfortable, but at the same time will relate an audience to you so deeply that the loyalty can't be broken.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing here in terms of sort of the distinction there is that maybe we can turn this into like a step-by-step process for someone who wants to be even more authentic and even more vulnerable and sort of lay out what I heard and just let me know whether anything was left out or we didn't add anything. What's that?
Are you following it? Making sense?
Oh, yeah. So it sounds like first you got to find out or just sort of start working on really identifying who you are.
Yeah. For self-awareness key.
Good, bad, weird, ugly, completely insane, accepted by your friends or not, accepted by your culture or not, accepted by social media right now or not. You've got to just come to terms with who you are and work on it. And it's kind of a lifelong process, right? That's my big thing, right? Is I fully identifying myself in all sorts of different forms, accepting and loving it. But as a process there, so you kind of get this little piece of who you are. And then it's almost like the no F's given kind of perspective, like, hey, this is me. I've gone through this freaking thing and I've come out on the other side. I got a lesson. I got something that I want to share because of this thing. I'm just going to put it out there and I'm not going to care whether you judge me or not. Or like, this is a really weird thing, but I love it. And yeah. I'm just going to come out like, hey, I'm super nerdy about this freaking thing. Or I love to talk with hand puppets or whatever. This is my thing. Like, I freaking love this and I want to share it with you guys.
Well, that's what attracts your audience. That's what attracts the individual. That's everyone can relate to somebody. But if you're too closed off to sharing your message, you'll never find your tribe. Mm. It's just the bottom line.
Right.
It's not social media that's stopping you. It's you or society or anybody. It's you being unwilling to share your message due to whatever it may be. Right? But I swear, as soon as you can get to a point where you're self-aware enough and comfortable enough to, even if you are uncomfortable, just willing enough to put yourself out there and just share what it is that makes you you, you will attract an audience to you that really respects you because you understand how uncomfortable and uneasy that makes you feel and just how difficult that really is. And it becomes less difficult once you see that people really begin to understand that, hey, that once you begin to understand that other people are understanding your message and they're like, hey, we're here for you and I'm glad that you're here for me. It's a community, man. That's all it is. Your message builds a community, but you got to be willing to put it out there first.
Love that, man. I love that. And we could get on. I mean, if we had the time, I would love to talk also about, well, how do you increase your awareness, right? Because that's the major part of that. We do talk a lot about that in the podcast, the rest of the episodes. But yeah, maybe we'll have you on here again. We'll talk a little bit about self-awareness in this thing because it's so important for authenticity. And I know that's your jam.
I love it because this is the first interview I ever did where it went from social media to self-awareness, like in the whole, that yeah. whole realm. Really cool transition. So I love that. A lot of people
yeah, but that's what it's all about, right? I mean, that's what I'm getting off you, that social media happens to be your platform, but
yeah.
really what you're doing, it's your vehicle, but really what you're doing is this whole process of self-awareness and then sharing who you are, helping other people do the same. But for other people, it doesn't necessarily need to be social media. We talked about that because that's your expertise, but it could yeah. be face-to-face. It could be through writing books. It could be through their products or whatever they choose as their vehicle. That doesn't really matter. That also comes from you accepting who you are and really what you want to do.
Yeah.
But the process feels almost the same. It starts off with finding out who you really are, accepting yourself, and then putting yourself out there in the world so that other people who were maybe locked by fear or maybe yeah. thought that they were alone, thought that they're the only ones who felt this way or thought this way or liked this thing, they can see you however you put yourself out there, connect with you, know that they also have that community and you can build that, whether it's online, in person, through products or books, right?
It
doesn't matter.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't matter the path that you take. It just matters that you share your message. That's all.
Right. I love that, man. I love that. And I think that's a perfect place to leave this interview because there's so many things we could talk about, but I just want to let the listeners know how to find you and connect with you. I'm sure they would love to learn more about what you're doing. And guys, Alex is constantly doing amazing things. So keep up with him and his website. If you want to know more about him, contact him, reach out for coaching or look into his program, Embrace the Calling. His website is www.alexthespeaker.com. That's www.alexthespeaker.com. Go check him out. Go get in touch. He's amazingly open and will give you so much more than you ask for. Truly a pleasure to have you on the podcast, Alex. A hell of an interview, man.
Dude, I loved it. Thank you so much, and I hope to come back soon.
Of course. Guys listening, so glad you took the time to join us today. Have an amazing day. Go take some action. Go start sharing your story, and we'll see you next time.